Today, we'll talk about tips for getting free dining during your trip. That's coming up on this episode 73 of WW Prep to Go. Hello and welcome to WW Prep to Go, where we talk strategy and ideas for people planning their Disney World trips. I am your host, Shannon Albert from WDWPrepSchool.com. Thank you so much for being here for episode 73. Today, I am going to share some tips with you on how to get free dining for your trip. It is the topic I get asked about the most. It is the blog post on the website that has the most comments, I believe. And so I know it is a very popular topic, even though I have written about it and had one podcast about it early on. There are still some things that I haven't discussed and some things I've sort of learned over the years since I have written or done a podcast about it that I wanted to share today. So we'll talk about that in just a minute. As usual, the reminders for you to connect with me outside of the podcast, because I always feel like this is a one-way street. And even though I know that you all are a very engaged group who take the time to listen while you're at work or driving or on walks or cooking or whatever it is that you're doing, I would love to hear from you instead of you just hearing from me. So make sure that you look me up on your social media platforms of choice and connect there. I also wanted to talk today briefly about the podcast awards. The podcast awards are the biggest awards that are offered in podcasting, and it is a big ceremony that takes place in Las Vegas. And if you're listening to this on the Sunday when it's released, the nominations for the podcast awards begin tomorrow, January 19th, and they go through February 2nd. So basically, this first period from January 19th to February 2nd is a nomination period. They want to narrow down the list of podcasts that should be on the final ballot that will be voted for a little bit after the nomination period. And during this nomination period, you can submit one submission every day for each person. And so you have a chance to do that over a period of a couple of weeks. And the reason they do that is because they want to pay attention to the podcasts that have the most engaged audiences. So if you have a podcast with lots of downloads and lots of listeners, but the audience isn't engaged, then they're not going to be submitting these submissions, these nominations, and they want to award people that have an engaged audience. So what you do, and I encourage you to do this for all the podcasts that you like, and hopefully that includes this one, but certainly I hope others are included as well. So you go to podcastawards.com. And on your ballot every day, you include the podcast name that you are nominating, the URL of the podcast, which is, you know, the judges need to go to the website to see where the podcast lives. And there's a certain section of my site, for instance, that is just for the podcast. And most podcasts have this. And so you want to include that URL. I'll include the URL for this podcast in the show notes, so you have that handy if you want to submit a ballot. And then so podcast name and URL for each podcast that you want to suggest. And then you include your name and email address. And that's it. You submit that you can submit that up to once per day during the nomination period between January 19th and February 2nd. Okay. So I encourage you to do that for all the podcasts that you listen to. I know that everybody appreciates it. It's validation. Most of us do it for free. You know, I don't have advertisers or promotions and nobody's paying me to podcast. And so these sorts of things are just validation to keep going. And you know, it makes us realize that it's worth our time for sure. So I would just encourage you to do that. And I will remind you one more time next week, because the nomination period will still be going on. But in the meantime, I would love it if you could do that for your favorite podcasts. I think we will go ahead and dive into today's topic. I want to talk about free dining. It is the topic I get asked about the most. And so a lot of you probably already know what free dining is. But if you don't, just a little brief history. Free dining is a discount that is offered when you book a package, and a package means a hotel plus park tickets. And so during the free dining discount, Disney goes ahead and throws in the free dining, Disney dining plan for free. If you are staying at a value resort, That is the quick service dining plan, which is two quick service meals per day. If you're staying at a moderate or a deluxe resort, that is the basic dining plan, which is one table service, one quick service, one snack per day. And so I usually recommend that people stay at a moderate resort to maximize their dollars, because then you get the higher dining plan, but you're not paying the rates of the deluxe. So anyway, that is sort of an overview of what it is. This promotion began when the economy was not doing so well, and Disney was trying to come up with new ways to get people in the parks and see if they could, you know, spur some more attendance. And it worked, and it has become a thing that people look forward to the most, especially in the fall. And it is something people ask about a lot, because the lure of free food is just too exciting for most people. And so, you know, that it's a very popular promotion. However, I just have to warn you that the economy is not bad like it was when free dining first began. And so Disney doesn't necessarily have to offer promotions like they used to. However, I think it would be a little bit of a PR nightmare for them to not offer it at all. I just want to give you a little bit of a warning that they might not be keeping it up at the same level that they used to. So that's sort of an overview of what it is. My recommendation when people are booking free dining is to put down first of all, to book it more than 180 days beforehand, because you want to make sure and get all the dining reservations that you want. And I suggest putting down a deposit only when you book it, not paying off the whole package. And I'll explain why in just a minute. And a lot of people ask me, when I book this, if I'm booking it 180 days ahead of time, or more than 180 days ahead of time, do I book it with the dining plan or without? Because if you want to get it for free, does it matter? And my suggestion is just book a package that's your hotel and your park tickets. And if you are going to get the dining plan, regardless if it's free or not, go ahead and book it. But if you only want the dining plan if it's free, then leave it off, and then you can add it later if you would like. So that's my suggestions and sort of an overview of what free dining is. Free dining is usually announced in May. The last couple of years, it has been announced in May, and it normally takes place in the fall, which leads me into my first step. My first big tip for making sure that you get to use free dining is that you, first of all, must travel during the valid dates. So normally, it's a fall promotion that takes place from late August through mid-December, with some blackout dates in the middle, especially during Thanksgiving, because Thanksgiving's a busy week and they don't have to offer promotions. And it's in the last couple of years, it's been announced in early May or so. And one thing that Disney allows you to do is you can check in by the last day of the promotion, and then you can get it for the whole trip. So if, for instance, the promotional date, say that it goes through December 15th, as long as you check in by December 15th, you can get free dining throughout your trip. So this is my first tip, is to make sure that you're traveling during the dates, or at least check in by the last date that it's offered. Now, a common question regarding this is, what if I check in beforehand? Like, what if the promotion starts August 20th and I check in August 17th? And the answer is that you can't get it. You have to check in during the promotional period. However, if your trip is, like, the first part is not in the promotion, the last part is, you could book two different reservations, and the last part would have free dining and the first part would not. Now, that introduces a whole new set of issues that you may not want to deal with. You will have multiple magic bands sent to you. It could make it confusing when it's time to make dining reservations or FastPass Plus reservations, but it is something that you could do. You would have to book a split stay if you check in before the promotional period. But if you check in during the promotional period, you get it throughout your trip. So that's the first thing. The second thing is that you need to stay in a hotel that is participating in the promotion. And you need to also be staying at one that still has rooms available. So let's first of all talk about the participating hotels. Most of the hotels at Disney World do participate in free dining, Port Orleans French Quarter is usually excluded, and the Little Mermaid rooms at Art of Animation, I don't think they've ever been a part of a promotion. The Little Mermaid rooms at Art of Animation are the only rooms there that are not a suite. The Little Mermaid rooms are just normal standard rooms, and so they get booked up very quickly, and so Disney doesn't have to offer promotions to stay there. The same is true for Port Orleans French Quarter. It's a small resort, and people tend to love the quaint size of it, and it is often excluded from promotions. However, most of the other resorts are usually included. However, there is a limited number of rooms available. So if you, even if your hotel is included, don't be surprised to find out that they run out of rooms because they only allow so many to take part in the promotion. So one of my tips here is that you should be willing to switch resorts and be flexible if free dining is a big goal of yours. So for instance, if you are booked at Port Orleans Riverside, and you go to book free dining when the promotion is announced, then you may, for instance, have to switch to Caribbean Beach Resort. So my tip is to, if free dining is important, to be flexible. But if, you know, the resort is more important to you, then you may not end up with free dining. My third tip is to take advantage as soon as the promotion is announced. And, you know, I mentioned before that the last couple of years it has been announced in early May. And, you know, just saying early May is not going to be exact enough. I recommend that you know and stay on top of this as soon as it comes out. One way would be to sign up for email list. And I have monthly dashboards on the website for every month of the year. And I email those lists with updates about their month. And in fact, just this last week, I emailed, I think, 6 of the 12 lists because there were new park hours announced or refurbishments or whatever. But whenever a promotion is announced, I do the same thing. And these mailing lists are just used for this purpose. So that's one way that you can stay on top of the promotions, because I will deliver it right to your email box as soon as I know about it. But if you have an agent, the agent will actually take care of this for you, particularly if they're a good agent who specializes in Disney, because it's their job. They know when it's available, and they will be on the phone and getting this a discount or any discount for you, because that's their job, is to make sure that they stay on top of those. It's one of the best reasons to use an agent, is that they keep on top of discounts so that you don't have to worry about it. However, if you are doing it yourself, then I have to warn you that free dining is insanely popular, and it can be very frustrating to do this. So the first thing is that if you have an existing reservation ahead of time, which I recommend having, because you need to book the reservations 180 days beforehand, and having an existing reservation helps with that, you will have to call and apply any discounts by phone, because that's how you make changes to your existing package, and the phone lines will be jammed. If you're booking a new reservation for free dining, you can do it online. So my recommendation for people that have existing reservations is actually to book a new reservation, because you can do that online and not worry about the phone system. So yes, this does mean that you will end up with two different packages booked at the same time, which is why earlier I said I recommend only putting down a deposit. That way you don't have too much money tied up into that old reservation. So the idea here is that you do it online to avoid the phone system. You book a new reservation, and you will have two reservations at the same time, two packages. And then when the phone lines die down within a couple of days, you can call back and cancel your old one. And then you'll have your new one that has free dining attached. Now, a lot of people get nervous about this, because they think, but when I book the new one and I cancel the old one, what happens to my dining reservations and all that kind of stuff? Nothing happens to those. They will be absolutely fine. I've done this myself. They remain in place, and just the hotel and the package part of your trip gets canceled, not everything else. So this is my recommendation, so that you can sort of get past all of the jammed phone lines, which are required to make changes to your package. Just make sure you cancel your old reservation later so you can get the deposit back. Now, there is another tip that the Disney Visa cardholders have access to this beforehand. So most major promotions are available to Disney Visa cardholders about 2 or 3 days before they are available to the general public. And that's often how we find out about promotions, is because they are announced for Disney Visa cardholders. So we know that this is going to be coming for everybody else soon. But if you are a Disney Visa cardholder, then that's a good thing that you can take advantage of booking that before everybody else does. The requirement is that the deposit you make on your package be made with your Visa at the time of booking. So that's one recommendation. I have a lot of mixed feelings about Disney Visas, because I think that other cards have a more benefit than the Disney Visa cards themselves. But certainly having early access to really good promotions is a great advantage that you can't get with any other card. So that's something that I might recommend for you to take advantage of. So I hope that that is helpful and will increase the chances of you getting the Disney Dining Plan for free. As I mentioned earlier at the beginning of this, it is typically a fall promotion. So people who are going in July or spring or any other time of the year probably need not worry about free dining being an option. There are usually discounts available, but not free dining unless you're going in the fall. And I would also warn you that fall 2014 was one of the busiest times in the theme parks. And so Disney is likely going to start, and I think they have actually already started to sort of limit the number of rooms available for the promotion. So, you know, it's going to get harder and harder to get. I don't think they'll completely pull it just because it's something people look forward to, but they just don't have to offer a ton of rooms because too many people are booking, even without the promotion, that they don't have to offer it. So just remember that promotions are for drumming up business. And if they already have the business, they don't need it. And there's no need to get upset at Disney because they didn't offer it, because if they don't, the chances are are that they just don't have to. So I do want to share a quick tip of the day, and I think it might be in direct contradiction to some things I've said before, but as Disney changes the way they do things, then I have to change the recommendations I make. So my quick tip is that I would be a little bit leery about booking early morning breakfast reservations in the parks now. And the reason is that Disney has started to change their hours a lot more than they used to. And not only are they staying open later, but they are opening the parks an hour earlier. So it used to be that the parks generally opened at 9 a.m. And if they wanted to extend the hours, they would just make them later and later into the night. So instead of staying open till 10 p.m., Magic Kingdom might be open till midnight, but they have also started to adjust the opening time. So if you make your dining reservations, for instance, to eat at Cinderella's Royal Table at 8 a.m., and you think that the park's going to open at 9, only to find out later that the park is opening at 8 and that you are eating while the park is open, that might be very frustrating to you. And this is a hard thing for me to recommend, because for 10 years, I have suggested either to my friends and family or to readers that they book the early breakfast reservations, because it's nice to be in the parks before they open. And it can give you a chance to take a picture before the crowds arrive, and it also does not overlap with touring time. So that's always been a really good idea. But if Disney's going to continue this trend of opening the parks at 8 a.m., then it's not something I feel safe recommending, because it ends up with people being frustrated in the end. So instead, what I would recommend doing is, if you want the breakfast, character breakfast, I would recommend booking it closer to 10:30. So eat something light in your hotel room or on the go, like a granola bar or fruit, and be there when the park opens at 8 a.m. because it's a great time to be there and tour before most people get up and around. And then after touring for a couple of hours, then you can go to your brunch, essentially at 10:30 or so, and enjoy it at that time. And you will not have missed the first couple hours the park was open. So that's my recommendation. However, if you do have an 8 a.m. reservation and the park hours do get changed to an 8 a.m. opening time, you will often be given the chance to enter the park a few minutes early. So if you don't want to cancel your reservation, then you can still get in a few minutes early and take a picture before heading to the restaurant. But obviously your meal is still going to overlap with touring time. So that remains a downside if that happens to you. I might also recommend that if you don't know what's going to happen, and none of us really do 6 months ahead of time, I might make two sets of reservations in preparation for this. One is at around 8 a.m. and the other would be around 10:30. And then as the park hours get updated closer to your trip, you can cancel the reservations that aren't going to work for your schedule. So that way you're prepared in either scenario and won't be too disappointed in the end. So I hope some of this information has been helpful to you. For all of the information on this show, and including any of the links or tips I have given, you can go to www.prepschool.com/episode73. That is the number 73. Until next time, I'll see you on the site.
Ever tried reading while jogging, cooking, or even juggling flaming torches? Yeah, doesn't end well. But with audiobooks.com, you can conquer books without the circus act. Dive into over 450,000 titles, including more than 10,000 free ones. Get hooked on a bestseller, find your next obsession, or finally read that classic you've been avoiding since high school. And here's the inside scoop. Sign up today for a free 30-day trial and snag your first three audiobooks on the house. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.